The release of a draft environmental impact statement for the Stibnite Gold Project is running behind schedule. Monica Goki has more.
The Draft Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, is a part of the regulatory permitting process for the Stibnite Gold Mining Project in the Payette National Forest. It was supposed to be out in May, then the release got bumped to August to account for added hydrology study, and now, after the 2019 government shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, a draft EIS for the proposed open pit mine isn't expected until December. Completing an environmental impact statement is a requirement under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. It's a document that describes the environmental impacts of any given project and alternatives to those actions. In this case, the project is to reopen and expand a gold mine near the headwaters of the Salmon River, about 40 air miles east of McCall. Forest Service Public Affairs Officer Brian Harris said even December is perhaps a moving target, adding that it's more important to get it done right than to get it done fast. Despite the delayed release of the draft EIS, the Forest Service is still aiming for a record of decision, that's the finish line of the NEPA process, by December 2020. In Cascade, Monica Goki, Boise State Public Radio News.